Welcome to this week's episode of the Black Cat Podcast. We'll be a fairly brief show this week, but I've got an awesome interview lined up with Travis Main of the Gold Coast Bulletin. Very much worth listening to for everyone who wants to know what we should expect out of the Titans this weekend. Some pretty interesting stuff he brought up about James Roberts heading over to the Titans last year. We talked about Kieran Moseley and Matt Robinson, how they're clicking with the team, and just about the Daly Cherry Evans signing. All sorts of stuff that's going on with the Titans that's pretty interesting at the moment, particularly for Panther fans. And it seemed fitting that we talked to Travis this week just because obviously the Panthers are playing the Titans up at Bathurst, and yeah, there's plenty going on with that club that seems to be worth keeping an eye on at the moment. So I'll play that interview a little bit later, but before that I just wanted to quickly chat about the Panthers game on the weekend, where we obviously had a really comfortable first half, basically up 14-0, pushing that lead out to 24-0, only to then surrender pretty much the entire lead, bring it back to 24-18, and from there have a real, no pun intended, dogfight for that, for the 2 points at the end of the game. It was a pretty crazy game. The first half was pretty much a perfect half from the Panthers. I was expecting a really tough game from the Bulldogs. And yeah, as I said to Nate on the podcast last week, I was actually expecting that we probably wouldn't come away with the 2 points. So to be up 14-0 at halftime, I was absolutely stoked. But then obviously that comeback that the Bulldogs mounted was a little concerning, but at the same time, in early rounds, you just want to take the points. And when you look back at the schedule a few weeks from now, I'm sure we'll see that that 24-18 win to the Bulldogs was something that really helped kickstart this season and get us on the right track. And yeah, there was plenty to be happy about with what we saw, especially from some of these young guys that were coming through. Obviously, we had the debuts of George Jennings and Regan Campbell-Gillard in first grade. They were absolutely insane. I couldn't believe how good George Jennings looked after, obviously, Josh Mansell having a great season on the wing last year. I thought we would probably be in a bit of trouble with Josh sitting on the bench for the first couple of weeks of the season, but George Jennings pretty much put in the textbook Josh Mansell performance, racking up over 200 metres of running on the field, and yeah, a couple of line breaks. He scored, obviously, his first try of his career. He was absolutely awesome. And then you have on the other wing, Dallin Watene-Zalesniak, who I thought, it was, yeah, the best I've ever seen Dallin look in his career. He hasn't played too much first grade, obviously, but that was an absolutely insane performance from Dallin. He looked like he has improved tenfold from last season. His strength, his confidence, just he was in 100% control of his game on the field on the weekend. Obviously, that one try he scored, which pretty much ended up being the game-winning try, where Jamie Soward kicked the ball over to him on the corner and he basically had a one-on-one tackling drill to score a try and got around his defender, and then obviously he sort of out-muscled Josh, I believe it was Josh Morris, or one of the Morris twins anyway, pretty much out-muscled him to the try line and scored what gave us a 24-0 lead at the time. And yeah, a great game from Dallin Watene-Zalesniak. And then, yeah, James Seguiaro, what more can you say about Chico? He had a ridiculous game. He played the full 80 minutes, obviously. We didn't have Api Korosau the luxury of bringing in that sort of pocket rocket off the bench and giving Chico a spell. So it was up to Seguiaro to really put in the hard yards for the Panthers, and he did exactly that. He racked up like 100 fantasy points, so anyone that's got him on the fantasy team, I'm sure you were really stoked with what you got out of him. But that try coming out of halftime as well was excellent. He looked so good, and it was great to see Chico. He's probably my favourite player on the team, and to see him coming out at the start of the season with that number 9 jersey on his back and just playing the way he did, he really looked like the Daly M hooker of the year, which is what he was last year. So coming into a new season, it's great to see that guys have sort of built on what they did last year and put together a solid performance. And then you've got a guy like Matt Moylan, who didn't really actually get too much spoken about him on the weekend, but another great game from him. Just subtle impacts he makes on the game. That first try he set up with Dean Farre, that little flick pass out to the side, where Farre obviously did almost an identical thing out to Dallin, who scored a nice try in the corner. Just that touch of class that you need when you want to be a contending team, and that's exactly what Moylan offers for the team. And yeah, it was a really great game from the Panthers on the weekend for the first 60 or so minutes, and then obviously the wheels fell off a little bit, but it was nothing too severe, with the team obviously still winning the game, which is, yeah, all that matters at the end of the day. And yeah, I was really happy with what I saw from the guys on the weekend. I won't talk for too much longer because I haven't got much of a voice on me today, but yeah, I'll bring you now the interview that I had with Travis Main from the Gold Coast Bulletin, who talked about all things Titans, all things Panthers Titans this weekend, and Hopefully you guys enjoy it. So as always, any thoughts or questions on the podcast, just send them over to me on Twitter at Black Cat Report or use the hashtag Black Cat Pod. So joining me now on the Black Cat Podcast is Travis Main, who is the Chief Rugby League Writer for the Gold Coast Bulletin. And he's going to talk me through our opponent for round two, the Titans. So how's things, Travis?
Yeah, good, Sam. How's things up there?
Yeah, really good, man. It's actually a little crazy at the moment. There's a lot of cyclonics type storms happening in Sydney and yeah, crazy. Crazy. Hopefully it doesn't affect the recording quality of this. Anyway, so I just wanted to know, I guess, to start off with, things are obviously a little crazy with the Titans at the moment. How's the Daly Cherry Evans signing sort of, I guess, how's the fan base's reaction been to that with everything else that's going on at the club at the moment?
Yeah, well, it's been a bit of a roller coaster couple of weeks. Like everything was so down and pretty crazy for a couple of weeks there with the whole drug scandal and the club being placed into administration and taken over by the NRL. So to get Daly Cherry Evans last week was a huge boost for the club, especially the team, and the supporters were really buoyed by it. So it's been hectic few weeks to say the least, but it sort of ended in some good news there. Hopefully there's a bit more to come.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome news, I'd say. Daly's obviously one of the better halfbacks in the game, maybe the very best halfback in the game. So building a new team around a guy like him is something that I'm sure everyone is absolutely buzzing about up there.
Yeah, that's it. Like they've sort of needed a good halfback for a while now. I think Scott Prince's best year was 2010, and since then they haven't really had anyone that's been that good in that position or at 5'8", really. So to get a guy like Daly, it's costing them a lot of money, but hopefully he can stay fit and be the difference that they need.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, the Queensland thing up there as well, with him being the Maroons halfback, or I guess emerging as the Maroons halfback over the next couple of years, is obviously going to be a really awesome sort of way for the Titans to be marketing their new team, and having the face of Queensland Rugby League playing for the Titans will be a massive deal in getting people excited about your club again.
Yeah, well, they're sort of looking for that poster boy that can really lead them from the front and has a good image off the field and can maybe bring in some sponsors and is also a great player on it. So they're hinging a lot on him. Whether it's the right decision remains to be seen, but he's sort of got the building blocks there and hopefully he can cap it off.
Yeah, definitely, man, definitely. What do you think of the Titans in round one? I personally was pretty impressed. I thought particularly James Roberts, former Panther, was looking pretty awesome for you guys, sort of having his way with the Tigers at different stages in the games. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought they weren't too bad first up. They've obviously got a lot of players out. Well, specifically, Bo Flynn, Dave Taylor and Greg Bird would have started in that side if they weren't sort of under a bit of a cloud with the whole drugs thing at the moment. So to be missing those guys, had another couple of injuries like Matt White and Dave Huller and Ben Ridge as well, who would have been in that round one team. So if you take those six out, it's a fair chunk of your squad in the first game of the season. So I thought they played pretty well. They dropped too much ball, especially late in the game, which cost them a game that they should have won. But if they can sort of fix that up, they'll be competitive. Penrith's another proposition, though. I think they're a step above the Tigers. They're going to be one of the teams to beat this year, so it should be an interesting game. And yeah, Jimmy Roberts, he was pretty electric the other night there, so if you can keep that sort of form up for him, he could be anything, really.
Yeah, definitely. And that's something that we always thought with James Roberts when he was at Penrith as well. He seemed like someone where sky was the limit in terms of talent. It was just sort of harnessing, I guess, that energy he's got and, harnessing it into something positive for the team and making sure that he's actually out there doing something positive on the field, and then just sort of focusing on his football when he goes away from it rather than going a little too crazy. Have you had anything to do with him while he's been at the Titans?
Yeah, I actually had a good chat with Jimmy today. He sort of seemed to have really, I guess, got his head in the right place, and he's really committed to his training. He's got a pretty mean-looking figure. He's very strong and he's really fit now. He started the preseason quite unfit. He had a tough season last year coming off a broken ankle at Penrith and then joining the team mid-year and was kind of rushed into the side. So if he stays on the paddock and he stays out of trouble like he pretty much mostly has so far, he could be anything like people keep saying. He just needs to want to be able to do it. And I think speaking to him today, he couldn't stop talking about how badly he wanted to play against Penrith. I think he even said he wants to give a few of his old teammates a good flogging out there. He's got a little something to prove.
yeah,
Gus Gould didn't want to let him go, but he sort of his hand was forced with whatever James was getting up to down there. But
yeah,
he's really pumped up to have a big game against his old club.
Yeah, no, it's good to hear. Like I felt really bad for James as well leaving Penrith because I understood that he did have a troubled background, I guess, and I don't know too much about him on a personal level, but he seemed like the kind of kid that just needed a break and he needed to be given an opportunity to maybe even make a few mistakes along the way, but just know that he still had a spot in a first grade team where it was sort of his to lose, but not so much if you have a one one strike policy of making any mistakes and you're going to be kicked out of the club straight away. I think it seems like the Titans are really going to sort of try and nurture his talent. And that seems like exactly what he needs because he's got so much talent. And I think at a club like Penrith as well, where we've just got so many guys coming through, like you've probably seen, like we've got the new Jennings boys coming through as well. We've got guys like Dallin Watine, Zalesniak, Josh Mansour, obviously, who was pretty much a State of Origin caliber player last year. Like just so many outside backs coming through. And then to think, a kid like him, did he really have a shot, or was it more like, we'll see what sort of talent he's got, but if he plays up at all, we're just gonna we'll ship him on and we'll worry about the next guy in queue, I guess.
Yeah, well, he's incredibly young. I think he's only 21, 22 this year, so that's something you've got to take into consideration as well. And he's been around for quite a while, coming through the grades, and everyone, as you said, everyone knows what he can do. He just needs an opportunity to put his head down. He's done that so far. He's got a long way to go. He's still not a great player, I can tell you that, but he's got the ingredients there that if he knuckles down and does what he has to, he can put some teams away. He scored 2 tries last week, just basically on the back of his speed and his strength. So if he can do that consistently and stay on the park, there won't be too many centres that want to oppose him, I can tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. You had a couple of other Panthers make some debuts for the Titans on the weekend. What do you think of the other guys in round one? Yeah, Kieran Moseley and Matt Robinson, obviously.
Yeah, I thought Kieran was really sharp at a dummy half. He's lacking a little bit of confidence at the top level, I think, still, having only played that one game at Penrith late last year, before being thrust in a round one here. He sort of didn't run the ball as much as they were hoping for, but he can be really dynamic out of dummy half there. His defence was good. I think he's only going to get better. Like I really rate him. He's a nice kid. He's level-headed. He speaks really well, and his teammates love playing with him, so he's got all the ingredients there to be a great player. He was obviously stuck behind Seguiaro and Apisai Koros out there, which he was sort of never going to get a run ahead of them, apart from some injuries. But he's coming, he's got his shot, and I think he could be a really dangerous player. Matt Robinson, he copped a bit of a head knock in that game. He had a concussion test, and he came back on, but I think he was a little bit quiet. He's been pushed back to the bench for this week, but... Yeah. He's a handy player. He's not going to let you down. He's got a pretty good offload on him as well. So he's another guy that was sort of stuck in a bit of a queue there at Penrith and not really sure what he was going to do. So he'll get a good opportunity at the Coast, and it's up to him to make the most of it now.
Yeah, absolutely. And both of those guys as well, they're legit first grade players. Like they weren't exactly guys that Penrith didn't want. It was just they happened to play at positions where the club, I guess, has pretty insane depth. Like having Seguiaro, who we're all convinced is an 80-minute hooker, as your first-string option, and then a guy like Api Korosau coming in who we're not even sure how he's going to get first-grade minutes, and he's a like grand final-winning hooker who played a pretty pivotal role in that game for Souths last year. And then to think a guy like Moseley somehow going to come through, start developing at the right rate for a kid at his age, he needed first-grade minutes and he just couldn't get them at Penrith. So I think he's an absolute steal for the Titans. He's not someone that we basically gave up on and moved away. He's someone that I'm sure if we had the option of keeping him in the system, it would have happened. It was just, I guess he was just a victim of circumstance in our particular instance. And even Matt Robinson, I thought he played a pretty pivotal role for the Panthers in the finals game against the Roosters last year. And yeah, he's someone that you guys are basically getting just because we've got too many young guys coming through at that same position. But he was a perfectly capable first grade player for Penrith last year. And I'm sure that's exactly what he'll be up at the Coast as well.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like a Penrith squad's one of the more impressive ones, especially depth wise as well. Like the fully fit team looks good, but there's also some guys mulling around in the New South Wales Cup there waiting for a go. So yeah, well, these guys have looked for more opportunities and they're getting them now, and it's up to them to make the most of it and prove that they are first graders.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's your prediction for the game on the weekend?
I think Penrith will be hard to beat. I'm not sure what moving it out to Bathurst will do. That throws a bit of an unknown in there, because you know at Pepper Stadium, as it's called now, they're going to be tough to beat there all year, but Bathurst mixes that up a little bit. It's a long trip for the Titans, and they've got a few out. So I think they'll have a tough afternoon down there, but it is the NRL. Good luck tipping 8 out of 8 any round this week, so you never know what could happen.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, onto the Bathurst thing, like, we as Panthers fans, we're pretty livid that we're playing this second game of the year up there. Like, last year we played, I'm not sure if you remember, but we played a game up there against the Sharks, and it was probably the worst thing we could have done. It was right leading into that sort of final stretch where we needed to start, yeah, getting some real form together for the finals, and we ended up copping a bunch of injuries in that game. That was actually the game that Peter Wallace tore his ACL, and we just thought the conditions weren't up to a first grade football game. The pitch was sloppy, and just players were slipping all over the place. And yeah, losing our captain for a torn ACL was just absolutely brutal. So it's one of those places where we feel like it could be a real lottery playing on a pitch like this, when the alternative was obviously playing at Pepper Stadium and having that home field advantage. And last we'd actually heard was that the ticket sales for this game were really bad. So I think it's probably one of those things where there's going to be a lot of people just turn up on the day, and it'll be a real sort of country rugby league feel. But one of our local reporters, Nate Taylor, who writes for the Western Weekender, was actually reporting a couple of weeks ago that there was only like 400 tickets sold for the game, which is pretty abysmal when you consider our opening game of the season. We had pretty close to sold out Pepper Stadium with like 19,000 people. So it's it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, I guess, as you said before, not many people are tipping 8 out of 8, and it's because upsets happen every week, and I think there's plenty of dangerous players on the Titans that I'd be pretty wary of, and never know.
Yeah, you never know. Like, it is probably not, the players would probably prefer to play in Penrith, but sometimes the game's a bit bigger than that. Like, it does a lot for those country towns when they go out there, and I know Penrith's probably the most Western footy team, so the Bathurst people probably love them. So there's sort of, you got to take the good with the bad. The ground's probably not up to scratch, but I guess it's all part of the experience. And, the Titans would probably be Penrith's lowest drawing crowd of the year if they played at home. So to take this game out towards the bush, so there's probably a bit of a financial benefit,
and
they get to show the Western fans a bit of love as well. Yep. So,
and it's definitely something that Phil Gould's put a pretty big emphasis on, is sort of building up the Panthers, the club, in the regional areas. And I guess as local fans, there's obviously something you could complain about, but at the same time, we aren't getting the numbers at home games where we can warrant having every single game of the year there. We need to start doing these sorts of things just to make sure the club is, I guess, running at a sustainable rate. So, Anyway, Travis, thanks heaps for coming on the show, man. I really do appreciate it. And if you wanted to just give our listeners a quick plug for your Twitter feed, what was it again?
It's just Travis Mayne, which is Travis and then M-E-Y-N. Which
awesome.
Just spells a little funny, so.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks a lot, man.
No worries. Thanks,
man. All right, mate. See ya. Bye. Final race. The first up tackle hurts.